You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Robert Bassett is a Montana novelist. I met him at a cafe in Missoula where he was sitting with a group of friends who get together occasionally to practice their Russian. Robert told me he'd taken the bus from his home in Butte because he can't afford a car. A few weeks later, when I visited him at the modest brick bungalow where he rents a room, I asked him if he minded talking about his financial situation, and he answered me with a quote from the Roman playwright Terence.
Nothing human is alien to me, so I'm not too worried about how I come across.
Robert grew up with his mother in Virginia City, Montana. He says it was a tightly knit community and a good life.
People went to the bars. The kids went to the bars. I sat at the bar drinking my Pepsi Cola next to some old guy downing his whiskey. You know, and it was community, and everybody knew everybody. Maybe that's one reason I'm here in Butte, Montana, is I just miss that old mining camp kind of atmosphere. Of course, a smaller community is better, though, because, you know, it's everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody's dog.
At 17, Robert joined the Marine Corps for a four-year hitch. When he got out, he began traveling the world. He took a freighter from Vancouver to Sri Lanka, overland from India and Pakistan to Egypt, and up the Nile. He says his journey made him think about poverty and overpopulation and about the environment, and it made him want to find a way to communicate his ideas.
I was convinced that I had to write. Even at that age, I thought, and I still believe this today, the problems we face in this world are not, strictly speaking, technological. But the true problem is basically within the human soul in terms of, you know, respect for the earth. And awareness of how we live affects the environment, affects other people.
Back in Montana, Robert worked at a variety of jobs, in sawmills and trail maintenance and delivering furniture, but he says he was consumed by his writing. He wrote book after book and got rejection after rejection from publishers and agents.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was too young really to appreciate. I didn't know what good writing was. I was just bent that way. And I kept getting these ideas. The ideas I write about have always seemed important to me. And maybe that's been my downfall. It's like trying to portray in fiction ideas that you feel are important in terms of being world or social issues. And that may have been my great flaw.
At age 43, Robert enrolled at the University of Montana and got a degree in Russian and philosophy. A few years after that, he found work in Moscow, first for a private firm and then as a courier for the U.S. Embassy. He says it was interesting work and the pay was good, but he finally decided to go home again to continue his writing and to try to get his novels published. He finally self-published two of his books. Total sales for the both of them, he told me, about 30 copies.
The world is flooded, you know, with writers, painters, artists, and not all of us are, you know, fit or equipped to make a success of it. The last couple of books, the two that I actually had published, I'm really quite proud of. You know, they may not have sold, but I'm proud of those books. I really believe they're strong, original stories. And at times, I'm still kind of in a state of semi-shock that they never took off and sold. I don't give a damn. I really don't give. You know, I have been poor all my life. Actually, I think I'm pretty good at being poor.
You've been listening to Robert Bassett in Butte, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.